Hey listeners, this is your host, Brother X. I've come to you guys before today's episode, and I wanted to just make sure I put the disclaimer out here. Nothing crazy happened in today's episode, but I want to make sure that it's clear that all views and opinions that are expressed in this week's discussion are of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions or thoughts of the Truth and Transparency podcast. With that being said, guys, let's get started with today's episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Truth and Transparency Podcast with your host, Brother X. And listeners, it's kind of late. It's past the culture scientist's bedtime right now. That's why she's not with us this week. But we'll get her back next week, hopefully. Unless there is a cotton candy convention in another state, then who knows?
Wow.
But here on the Truth and Transparency Podcast, we talk openly and honestly about everything in between, why people can't get right in 2023. And nigga. You don't know what you are missing until you don't have it. Listeners, for those who don't know, I am suffering right now. It is beyond hot in here. It is hotter than a black man who says he don't cheat.
Boy, if you don't get...
Do what you want with that information. Yes, the black is hot. But with all that being said, though, we've been gone for a few weeks. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But thank you for all the support, running up the numbers. Thank you for checking out the bonus episode. I believe, give me 1 second to check our statistics. We are currently, I think we're at 4,000 plays, maybe, if it logs in. Let's see. We are over 4,000 plays across all podcasting platforms. Shout out to us. Yes. We stole some air horns. But don't worry about that. But with that being said, guys, I need to go ahead and introduce our guests. We got a couple of returners. You know them. You love them. First and foremost, what is it now? You don't collect vintage step stools anymore. She collects cheetah print from the old church elders in the Baptist church down the street. Queen C, introduce yourself.
They got the finest furs. What you mean?
They got that famous mink fur.
They got the chinchillas and the Russian sables. They got that good vintage fur.
And got it smelling like white diamond. We know.
Or Red Door. What's up, listeners? It's your girl, Queen C, back again. 61 and a half inches of fluff and fun. And I was tired, y'all. But we'll get into that later.
That's fair. You know him. You love him. He's fresh off of your daddy's yacht and world round dick appointment. Kelsey, introduce yourself.
First of all, I hate you because I was literally about to say that I was fresh off your daddy's yacht. So I hate that you stole that.
I know my peoples.
But it is I, fresh from your daddy's yacht. It's a shame you weren't there. It's Kelsey in the building.
Respectable. If you're getting real spicy, you know him, you love him. He working like he got 3 jobs. He hang out with Jamaicans in his spare time. He played Mario Kart in 2K until he is blue in the face. Right now he needs like 3 shots and 2 you know what we can't say because our federal agent is listening. Mrs. Smith, introduce yourself.
Listeners, it's late. A nigga tired. But we love y'all. So we here for the people. Anywho. It's your favorite fed, Mr. Smith, also known as the Soundbite Poppy, also known as Mr.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I want to thank all the listeners for the comments, the plays, the subscriptions. Keep feeding this, we'll keep feeding y'all. Number one, shout out to Chaotic Culture Podcast for always showing us love and support. And to the host, Ked the Pro, you are in our prayers, good sir. You know, that last episode was tough. We could hear it in your voice. And here we here at the Truth and Transparency Podcast, we are with you. If ever you know, me and Brother X said it best when we had you on here. If ever you need us, we are here for you, good sir. Along with the rest of the co-hosts, because why? Black podcasters unite. #. Secondly, Janelle Monae. Listen.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Jeez McGee. Yes, Lord.
I understand that you was wearing them tuxedos and them suits for a long time, but girl, let me find out. You pulled Alicia Keys and said, "Let me tell you what I'm hiding underneath this," because Nips was nipping, and I as a happily taken man, I appreciate the window shop to say, go on, fair Areola, go forth and
Hey,
prosper."
she letting them things frolic.
Yes.
They frolicking through the fields.
Yes.
Listeners, if you don't know what he's talking about, under privacy mode, look up Janelle Monae, Lipstick Lover, I believe is the name of the song. Or your local not YouTube, your local Twitter account can find it quite easily.
Oh yeah.
Just a lot. Just a lot.
And I don't know if it's like, she just feels free or whatever, but I just remember seeing that little performance that she did live, and she just danced around. Next thing you know, flashes the whole crowd. I'm like, hey, be free. Like J. Cole said, everybody want to be free. Be free.
Freedom nip.
Free the nip. And then lastly, folks, please, we were on break for our mental health, which we'll get into a little bit later, but please make sure that you take care of yourselves, because life be lifing, and government that is not fed adjacent to me. If y'all could take care of this inflation and these prices, because these gas prices hurt, y'all. They hurt really, really bad, and I need help. Please help me. Help me, good sir. Help me, please.
No, that $20 for gas money don't hit the same, man.
Nigga, if I'm in college right now, I'm telling them 50. Well,
No,
we ain't got
I'm
it, then
about to
you ain't
say,
going.
my next question gonna be, do you really need to go to that store today? Can you wait until I get paid on Friday?
Shit, even if I did get paid on Friday, you still owe me $20 for me to take you to the Black Walmart on Mercury Boulevard.
Dog. We all know we can't go to that IHOP though.
You're right. We can't go to that, and technically I'm not allowed in one specific Waffle House, but that is classified, and that is a black box that is buried.
You're not wrong. Yeah, there's still certain spots. Like I was just and I'll get into it in our next segment, but yeah, I was back in Hampton this past weekend, and yeah, when we talked about getting breakfast, yeah, still can't go to But speaking of mental health and things of that nature, we're going to go ahead and hop into our first segment, which is our mental health check-in. Let's start with our West Coast friend, Kelsey. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Your boy's been in the gym a little bit.
Respect.
I gotta prep for I have to prep for wedding season, but in a very different way that y'all have to prep. Yeah, I have to get right so that I can prepare to snatch somebody at one of these many weddings I have to go to this year. So I gotta be looking right. So that maybe one day we'll be having mine next. Who knows? But yeah, I'm doing what. Don't look at me like that. It's not. But I'm
I don't know,
doing
it's
well.
crazy, but I have a random hankering for some Indian curry. I don't know where it went from. But I'm sorry, Kelsey, you were saying something?
Same here.
Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. Quincy, how you doing?
Truth is, I'm tired.
Cue the music.
One, y'all are foolish, you and Kelsey. But
I just said I was hungry.
I don't know. But yeah, my job is on some 50% return to office bullshit. So 2.5 days a week, I gotta drive my ass 25 minutes to a fucking office to work and back when I was working just fine in my home 5 days a week for 3 years. But outside of that, everything's good. I gotta get used to that commute again. It's bullshit.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Now, I'm gonna leave him for last because I feel like he needs to go ahead and get a lot off his chest. Like a well-endowed woman with a bra.
Hey, I'm right here.
I'm sorry. I thought that joke would go right over your head. But we're gonna go ahead and do my mental health check. Listen, this has been interesting, man. You know that I've spoken before about my struggles with the transitioning of my father and just figuring out life afterwards. Recently, life has been lifing, and although shout out to my cousin Cherie, she's been on the podcast multiple times. She just graduated from the illustrious Hampton University with her bachelor's degree in psychology. So shout out to her. But it was both a happy and a sobering moment where I was able to recognize this was 10 years in the making. If you've ever gone to my Instagram, you'll see a post about when she came to my graduation, when I graduated from Hampton, which is, God, it's been 10 years. But probably what it is that you just kind of recognize and you kind of have a lot of time to reflect on how much can change in a relatively short amount of time, and spending time with family, having conversations, seeing my mom's sisters and talking with family, you just kind of reflect and things kind of hit a little bit harder than normal. Had to take a mental health day yesterday and on Monday to kind of readjust myself. And I'm starting to recognize that I hope is not, but it may be the new norm, because I know in my position now as one of the patriarchs of my immediate family that it takes a lot of mental and emotional energy to be what they need me to be, but also be what I need to be in order to not be in a constant state of breaking down, which is tough, but I work my way through it. But, you know, it's tough. And most people who ask me how am I doing, depends on the day. So most times, and others, I'm just here. But honestly, just kind of think and pray for your friends. I know that certain holidays have passed as well as are coming up that are really tough on people, those who have lost a very close loved one. So for those who struggled with Mother's Day this recent Sunday, and for those who are going to, myself included, deal with Father's Day, just kind of keep them lifted up in your prayers, your thoughts, whatever you feel like you need to, because it's hard, because the realizations and the actualization of things, when you look at it like, dog, these people are legitimately not here. Like, you have so much muscle memory of like, oh, I'll just call this person, or I'll text them, or, oh, I see something funny I need to share with them. And you have that moment of like, dang, I can't do that. Words can't express. And I'm thinking, and you guys be on the lookout for it in June. I'm gonna have a conversation with my dad in June. So just kind of be on the lookout for that. But besides that, man, otherwise, life is life, and planning this wedding is so much fun. Trying to do all the things, trying to get out invitations. Listeners, God bless y'all for those who are married, and pray for those who are getting married, because it's a lot of work. It's like its own job, but we're not going to talk about that anymore today. Mr. Smith, how are you doing?
Yeah. So, number one, again, by the time this episode comes out, you know, it'll already happen. Well, it already did happen, but happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Love you. During this break, work has been whooping the dog loving shit out of me in the last, you know, since last time we talked, listeners. It's been rough. Not even gonna lie. As Queen C said, truth is I'm tired. Like we tired, boss. You know, it's been a little not hectic, but just intense in the house lately. You know, me and Teacher Bay have been trying to get our fitness and trying to work in a routine. She's, you know, also doing classes on the side, so I've been helping with that. Then, you know, trying to help with my family stuff on the side. I've just been pulled in every other direction. So, you know, was fortunate enough to have a little bit of time off. You know, as we said, listeners, protect your mental health. Take those PTO days. Your boss will find somebody else to do it. Trust me. And, you know, me and Teacher Bay ended up going to you know, Virginia Beach, you know, for all of our friends that know, that's, you know, we both met at Hampton University. So it's kind of like our little, okay, we can go back and parlay and whatever. That bookstore expensive as fuck. And I know, and I knew that back then, but dog, that bookstore is expensive.
Yup. Yup.
But overall, you know, we had a good time, was able to just kind of just take in a moment. Like literally, we went to Virginia Beach and all we did was eat, sleep, be on the beach. That's it. Visited a few folks, had a nice fun time at Ruth's Chris. A lot of interracial couples in there that night. I will admit, they were like, there was like five or six where it was black man, white woman. It was interesting. And at a certain point, me and teacher may just stopped and looked at each other like, hold up. One, a two, a three, a four, a five. Huh. Five couples. But, you know, overall.
Why were y'all surprised by that? Y'all were in Virginia.
I know, but it's just.
Y'all.
That's what happens here.
I better say, some black men in Virginia love white women more than they love Black and Miles.
Hey, yo.
Damn.
Shit.
God damn.
I hate the amount of truth in that statement. That's what's fucked up.
The state of Virginia keep Black and Miles in business.
I might
have to say Richmond is probably top 10, top three.
No, Richmond is number one. Okay.
I'm sorry, that took me out for a minute. My God.
Mind you, this is the pissy-ass dating pool I live in, okay? Mm. Thanks.
Well, it could be worse. You could be near a pimp smacking a hoe at the Waffle House. We ain't gonna talk about that. Anywho.
Technically, I'm only about 10 minutes away from that spot.
We not gonna talk about that.
Kelsey, you get a pass. Kelsey, you
get a but anywho, so you know, it just kind of reminded me of that viral picture of when Russell Wilson got drafted and he had that white girl that was girlfriend that was like, I hit the lottery. Like, that's what we kept seeing as we're looking at all the couples, like, are we the only black couple? And then another black couple walked in, we was like, oh thank God. All right, whew, we feel better. overall, it was, you know, it was a good time. We enjoyed it, and now I'm just gearing up for Brother X's bachelor party. And culture scientists, if you're listening, I took your advice seriously. I am making sure to just get him to the line, but not cross that line.
Oh, so no, I'm about to tippy toe in my Jordans on that line.
And I will yank your ass the fuck back, because I am not about to catch hell from your soon to be wife of your antics.
I mean, I'm not that bad. Well,
shit!
I've had my moments on guys.
I'm about to say, remember, I know where the bodies lie. Nigga, shit.
Nigga, I know where the bodies lie. I'm about to say, nigga, we some grave motherfucking keepers is what we doing.
You're right. Can't argue with that.
But that was just our mental health check. Next, we're going to go ahead and switch over to, you know what? You love it. We get paid by the bounce. Mr. Smith, go ahead and play your music.
Okay. This is actually going to be really quick because we covered a lot of it in our bonus episode. But listeners, remember when me and Brother X said we were so glad we were going to be on break because the Lakers was going to play the Warriors in the second round? Yeah. So the Lakers took it in six. And
that's all we're going to say on that. We're going to be respectful. We're going to be respectful.
We are?
Yes, we're going to be respectful.
You mean Lakers, Jordan?
The Lakers were the better team. They played better.
You mean Jordan Poolwater? No Jordan Poolwater slander?
No. See, I would do that, but you would have to be a motherfucking factor to be considered for slander.
Emotional damage.
All right.
He's almost on the Kwame Brown treatment right now, hanging out on the Lakers seams.
Damn.
Motherfucking factor.
Damn, Kwame Brown? Teacher Bay, I hope you hear this, because my God, that was ether.
Anywho. You know how I felt. If listeners, if you don't know what I'm talking about or what he's talking about, go back, go listen to our latest bonus episode. Cause Lord, Jordan Poole, I don't know what it is. We didn't have enough snow bunnies. I don't know if we had enough bad bitches at half court, or somebody fucked up his hairline. Something just was not right. He got hit by the monster, something. But yes, listeners, the Lakers won fair and square. It was interesting to see this next thing he was talking about with the Western Conference Finals, but I digress.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to get into that. I'll just say I'm looking forward for Klay to come back and wreak havoc, because I know this series is going to haunt him, and he's going to come out firing next season. The Western Conference Finals game one just happened, and I'm going to apologize to the Denver Nuggets, because Nikola Jokic was like, use my bitch. This nigga had a double-double by the first quarter. He had a triple-double by the mid of the third quarter. Like, nigga, how do you have 10, 12 rebounds with 5 minutes left in the first quarter? How? This is not NBA 2K. This is not my career. This nigga had 20 rebounds, 30 points, and I think, 10 or 12 assists, something like that? I was like, yo, you tripping. Either way, it'll be interesting to see how this series goes, because me and Teacher Bay were watching the game and kind of like going back and forth about what we like, what we didn't like. And I noticed that the Nuggets actually played they played a perfect game. And for them to play a perfect game and the Lakers only lose by 6, that's telling. Because if they don't play a perfect game, the Lakers can take them. Their defensive prowess, especially with putting Rui Hachimura into the lineup to go against Jokic to free up Anthony Davis, that was a smart ploy. So I'll be interested to see how game two goes for the Western Conference Finals. To the Eastern Conference, so Joel Embiid, you were MVP and you decided to come out like that. And then James Harden, what the hell was that? Nigga, it's a game 7. And y'all got blown out. Like, y'all got blown out. It was just so bad to the point where you're like, as much as I hate to say this, I was rocking for you, Joel, to get the MVP. But, Nikola, I'm sorry. You deserved it more. My apologies. Saying,
that's a bad white boy.
Yes, listen. That three that he put on Anthony Davis at the end of the third, I said, well, damn. Really, Quincy?
Hey, really? That's a very accurate comparison of what happened.
Really?
Yeah. No, my other light skinned cousin Jason Tatum put that 51 piece on him. Yeah.
I mean, he did. And listeners, just so you get a sneak peek of what we're talking about, Quincy literally just said that the Celtics blew out the Sixers like Chloe Bailey got blown out in that series. Was a Swarm? Is that what's called? Swarm? Dog. Top tier, Quincy, 2 points, 2 points.
Good answer.
So the Boston Celtics are now going up against the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, which, funny enough, listeners, these are the exact four teams that went up in the finals when they were in the bubble 3 years ago. So God forbid, I'm going to put this prediction. Actually, you know what? Nope. Teacher Bay, I know you're listening. I heard your voice in my head. I'm not even going to jinx it. I'm going to shut up and wait for it to happen. But if it happens, I'm saying it.
If the Lakers play Miami again, I'm calling shenanigans. I am calling fucking shenanigans. I'm calling tomfoolery. I'm calling buffoonery. I'm calling all the ooleries.
I didn't say it. That's all that matters. So, Teacher Bay, you can't get mad at me for that. And then the last thing is, there is a prospect who is the projected unanimous number one overall pick, Victor Wembanyama.
You mean Victor Wendy 4-for-4? You out of pocket.
Really?
Yes, I had to run that back. I'm sorry.
Really?
I had to run that
now,
back.
Now, the question is he regular Nuggets or is he spicy Nuggets?
Depends. Well, he's going to be regular Nuggets because he's going to the Spurs.
True.
I ain't no spice about San Antonio. Except the Tex Mex.
So as Brother X said, they had the NBA draft lottery, this past as of the time of this recording. And the Spurs ended up getting the number one overall pick, which is where they probably will pick Victor Wembanyama to go to their team. So I'm looking forward to see what this prospect's going to do. The only thing that scares me is kind of like Chet Holmgren. He's tall as hell, but he doesn't really have size. So you going up against them, and I'm going to say this, the way I'm going to say this is specifically for Kelsey. You're going up against them big strap black ass men running the paint and going into the hole like that. Nigga, what? You're going to get broken in half. Yeah, I had to do that. I'm sorry.
How about saying, well, like, you piqued his interest. now he's going to see what she's going to say next.
So, looking forward to seeing what the draft is going to be like. And the only other story that's left, well, we're going to hold that for our next segment. But if you have any other NFL questions, comments, or just want to learn more, hit up my boy Red Wolf on his YouTube and his Instagram. His links will be in the description below.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Play our other music. All right, listeners, I believe, Mr. Smith, you can find this in post. Please do. But I believe there's a story about the John Morant basketball player for the Memphis Grizzlies or the Memphis Crips. I'm sorry, Memphis Grizzlies. He got in trouble for posting on IG Live that he had a gun and a gentleman's establishment and had a litany of other different things with other people and just trying to really be from the hood. So yeah, you would think after getting suspended and getting in trouble with your boss saying you can't do that, you would think he might be able to stand up and fly right, all those things. Even said that he went to a recovery facility for alcoholism for like I think like 10 days or something like that, or like not even like 3 weeks, maybe 8 days.
It wasn't that long.
All the same, basically you would think that, hey, I just lost $40 million for not being able to be an all-NBA team because I got suspended for my dumbass behavior. You would think, hey, let me not fuck this up even more so that I don't lose this deal with Powerade or lose this deal with Nike or it possibly loses generational wealth contract with the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, some niggas don't learn. So just to cue this up, yeah, John Morant, on one of his homeboys' IG Live as of Sunday, I believe it is, or at the time of the recording this past Sunday, pulled up on someone else's IG Live, chilling in the car, pull out another gun.
Dumbass!
Yes, listeners, he did the exact dumb shit that he did before. Again, dog, how many times we gotta teach you this lesson, old man? Like, legitimately, dog, whether it's Shannon Sharp or it's other people, it's like, I'm not even mad. I'm not even asking for you to lose your job. But for you to do the same dumb shit, not even 3 months apart, you really trying to give Miles Bridges a run for his money. Kelsey.
You said he was in rehab for alcohol?
They said that was the cover. Because basically when all this stuff came out, he had in the club saying that he basically was in a strip club where he was posting up on IG Live with a gun after a game in Denver, Colorado, funny enough. Mm-hmm. And basically as part of the explanation for his behavior, saying that he was dealing with alcohol-related issues. So he said that he went to a facility down in Florida for, I think, not even 2 weeks, where they usually ask for almost a 3-week commitment for most programs.
It seems like to me that him, like a lot of people in this country, should have been in rehab for his gun fetish that he has. I just don't understand. I don't understand. I just don't understand it.
I don't either. But Mr. Smith, you have thoughts?
So, listeners, I'm going to throw a few numbers at you, just so you understand the severity of this situation. When he was caught with the gun, he wasn't caught, the video surfaced. They said that, you know, oh, this could have an impact on, you know, his contracts and all that good stuff. He went to rehab, like Brother X said, for about two weeks or whatever, came back and could play in his game. Well, because he was suspended during that time, he could not make the All-NBA team. Well, listeners, remember in our previous episode, we talked about it. And if he would have made the All-NBA team, well, he signed his Supermax contract, which was a five-year, $193 million contract, fully guaranteed. It can go as up to $231 million if he makes an All-NBA team. Let me make sure you guys understand that. This man lost, what, $38 million over a gun in a club. Nick, what? Okay. Shit happens. You're young. You're 23. Slap on the wrist. You get back in. You play. Have a hell of a series against the Lakers. Mess up your hand. Whatever. Then the video comes out. And, you know, you turn it up in the car. Okay, no problem. Getting your shit on. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. Listeners, this is how I know this nigga's an idiot. And I don't care what anybody says. JJ Redick, all that. Understand this. It's not so much that the live happened and he just happened to have the gun in the live. It's the fact that the friend started the live. He looked at the camera to see that it was a live. Going off doing the shit, the person then brings the camera, the friend brings the camera towards his face to be like, oh, I'm reading a comment. And when he pans it back, then Ja Morant brings the gun out. And then the friend, listeners, the friend is smart enough to be like, oh shit, you shouldn't do that. And he drops the camera down and ends the live. The fact that your friend don't have that kind of bread but knows, oh shit, this could fuck up your life more than you do speaks volumes. And I understand that in this country, we always have an issue of saying, well, as Black people, we always try to charge them as adults when they're younger, or, oh, they tried to, you know, grow us up faster or whatever. But my nigga, you have generational wealth that you can flip. Listen, I said this on the last time, I'm going to say it again. Look at LeBron. He came in, he wasn't even 18 yet. He was 17 years old when he came into the league. This nigga is worth a $1 billion over a 20-year career. And the most that you've ever heard of him is some cheating rumors that never actually substantiated because niggas is bored. Not saying he didn't do it because NBA players, but niggas is bored. But this man has been able to make generational wealth for not only himself and Savannah and Bryce and Bronny and Zuri and his mom, and is still making that kind of money. Nigga, you are about to fuck up your future. To do what? To be that nigga from Compton? That went to Cranbrook? That's a private school? Like, no, nigga, you can't. No. It's like Black people saying, nigga, don't do that. That's 5 to 10. Stop. Stop it. Get some help. I don't want to hear, oh, yeah, I know people are disappointed. Hell yes, be disappointed. Nigga, you made it out. And now you talk about some, oh, I want to rep my set on this thing. I want a gritty. It's a party in my seat. It's NBA dumb boy. NBA fucking dumb boy. Stop. You better be quiet as a fucking church mouse next year. That's all I got to say. Back to you, brothers.
That's if he plays. That's if he plays, because they about to nail that boy to a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Going to kill a fly with a sledgehammer.
My guess is he's probably going to be suspended for probably the quarter to half the year, which if that's the case, then he doesn't make the All-NBA team in the next year. Dumbass.
Yeah. Quincy, you had thoughts?
Yeah, I got out a lot of my thoughts about Ja the first time we talked about this. So just a few things. Number one, stupid.
Basically.
Like, number two, is he or is he not the real life Clarence from fucking 8 Mile? I don't know what his
missing is. The Mekhi Phifer fucked up locks that aren't real. I still have never forgiven him for that.
That bullshit ass wig.
That Tyler Perry ass wig. Yeah.
That ye ass wig.
But like, I don't understand his fascination with the whole thug life thing. That's not how you grew up. That's not Black culture. Like, so I don't understand his fascination with guns, anything. But if your friend who's not making like a percentage of what you make is smart enough to move the camera so that you're safe and you're not possibly getting in trouble. I don't know what the boy is thinking, but he needs better people around him. He really does.
Like, dog, I'm looking at his parents because you should have
They're not
looked
the
at them a
best.
long time ago once you recognize that boy different. I look at his posse. I look at the NBA because you should have nailed this boy to the wall the first time. If you're going to nail other people for different things, make an example. As crazy as it sounds, and we often don't want to be used as one black person ruins it for everybody else. Sometimes niggas don't learn. I'm sorry, let me use a better phrase. People don't learn until certain things are taken away from them or they have lost access to it. Just like you look at dudes who ain't shit in a relationship. They don't try to straighten up and fly right until they've lost the girl or vice versa. So you just gotta understand, like, sometimes you literally have to take things away from them like they're a child. And say, no, you can't play with this toy anymore until you've learned to act right. Mr. Smith.
I'm gonna finish off with this. You like you said, he gonna be nailed to the he gonna be nailed to the wood on this one. He got a slap on the wrist the first time, but when they asked the commissioner about it, the fact that that man had to take a pause and catch himself to be like, "We're still investigating." He had to do the you know the what's the word I want to use? Politically correct answer. I guess that's the way, or the media answer, media trained answer.
Right.
He had to do that. But that nigga looked like he was fed up. So yeah, he about to get job really good. So and as our good friend Kelsey said, job gonna be happily broken in half by the time this shit's done.
But they the dynasty, right? They good in the West, right, Mr. Smith?
Hey, anybody wanna know anybody can tell me how old LeBron is? How old LeBron is? Are we good in the West, job? Are we good, still good in the West?
Exactly. Them bums, they will never be a dynasty. They're never gonna sniff at finals.
I
Listeners,
will.
if you come back to this episode years from now wondering what I said then and I was actually wrong, we'll cut this out so it'll never have existed. Yes,
I
Mr.
was about to
Smith.
say I'm not gonna say they're never gonna win the finals or never gonna see a finals. I'm just gonna say right now, nah. But I'm never gonna say never.
I'm about to say we won't get into that. We're gonna move on to something that I'm not gonna say I never thought I'd see on camera, but listeners, there's this people like to go to festivals and they enjoy certain things at different festivals. Like Dreamville Fest, you have music, Lovers and Friends, you have like you see your favorite childhood act, performers, a lot of things. Listeners, there is a particular fest that happens both out of the country and in the States, that is called Mocha Fest. And for those who don't know, listeners, we cannot play the audio because we will be in trouble. But yeah, so there, just to give you a play-by-play, during this time, there's music, there's a collection of African American people, and there's also I guess the word is conilingus. Is that the correct terminology that I, yes, it's being performed. Woman on man on woman, woman on woman. There is just a lot going on. Yeah, so basically people are getting wild at Mocha Fest Houston. So I don't know where do we even begin with this. Mr. Smith, you got thoughts?
I'm gonna begin with the first thing. Listeners, I wish at some point we are going to have video, but I wish you could see everybody's face when they saw this video. So like Brother H said, it literally starts off with home. It's a pool party, okay? It's a public outdoor pool party, and homeboy is getting the Gawk Gawk 9000 spit roast. But not just by one woman, by two. The first woman goes in and sets it up for the second woman, then holds said piece to have the second woman encourage the cunnilingus slash fellatio. And at a certain point, the second woman grabs the dude's butt and brings him closer to be like, nah, this is my piece. Bring it closer. I'm like, oh, okay. Then it cuts to a guy that's literally like, I guess we're going to say dry eating.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe. Because
there's a little cloth in between.
I'm about to say, you ever had a sandwich and like the wrapper gets stuck to the sandwich and sometimes you eat part of the
I hate you so much.
Maybe I'm too deep in the trenches. You were saying, Mrs. Smith,
had a wrapper on the sandwich. Okay, whew, collect yourself. All right, so the last one is this girl-on-girl kind of lingus. Keep in mind, this is in public, in the middle of the party. Music's going, and everybody's just doing their thing. And old girl is eating like a freaking bird that just got some bird feed. Like, she is going in on her. And to that, the thing that trips me out is, one, in the society where we are now, with things being a lot more acceptable, I'm actually surprised, well, not surprised, but actually slightly impressed at the fact that, like, that's going on, and majority of the party's just like, all right, whatever. So anywho, let me go ahead and get this Casamigos. And it's like maybe like four or five people each section is like, oh shit, that's happening. Huh, I'ma just look at it. I ain't gonna lie, I'd be one of the people that would look at it and be like, so that's fucking happening right next to me. Okay, cool. But then the second thing that pulls out to me is, you don't know this motherfucker from a can of paint. And you just, so you know, STIs and STDs still exist in this day and age, and I don't see no protection, so is it worth it? I mean, hell, what was the
before I go to Queens, I'm sorry, Mr. Finish your thought.
No, I was gonna say the only thing I was gonna bring up was there was some festival, I think it's like Orange Crush or Orange something that's in Florida.
Orange Crush,
and old girl that was getting back shots in the bathroom stall and ended up giving a nigga herpes. Like, nigga, no.
Like, knowingly. This is why I stay at home. Like this is why I am gladly out of the streets. I am clearly like, nigga, y'all play too much.
Nigga, you read your Bible scriptures?
I read all my scriptures. I say all my prayers. I go to bed at a decent time.
Old ass nigga.
Nigga, old ass nigga. How you gonna call me an old ass nigga? Nigga, you playing pick up with Moses and the Jesus 11s.
Listen, he parted the water, and I was like, Kobe. All right, go ahead, continue.
So do you think instead, I know it was in the Middle East, it was in the motherland, but do you think he Euro stepped through the sea?
Oh no, that nigga did a Giannis. I saw it in person. That nigga did a Giannis two stride and got to the other side of the water.
Respect. Queensy, you have thoughts?
So for the listeners that aren't understanding the fancy politically correct language my brothers are using, I'm gonna keep it real simple. Niggas is at the public pool sucking dick and eating pussy. Nigga! What the fuck is this shit?
Queensy, I need you to understand that my aunt listens to the podcast.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Okay. I'm a grown ass woman. I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. There's suck a dick and eat pussy.
Jesus Christ.
Like it's a buffet. Like a buffet.
Auntie, please just go ahead and turn off this episode. I love you. It ain't gonna get no better from here.
Your aunt can't listen to this episode anyway.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Why would you make this a topic? Ooh, if you know your auntie, listen to the episode.
The math wasn't mapping until you said that. I thought we were in the clear. Mrs. Smith, you know, go ahead, put the disclaimer.
You got some individuals that don't know the terminology fellatio and cunnilingus.
I'm sorry that I assume we were all educated black folk on this podcast.
They are treating each other like ice cream cones at this public pool, y'all.
Oh, that's nasty.
Which side note, listeners, you gotta understand, there's this blonde hair, short hair chick at the beginning of the video that's kicking everything off. Yeah, she's the one that's getting ate out at the end of the video. I'm about to say, yes, Mr. Smith, go ahead, run the tape back. Look at her. She got the blonde hair right there in the orange. And
She took the cover up off.
Okay, then not this one. I get that.
The next one.
Keep going.
That's the one that you say with the sandwich wrapper. No, I get that. So that's fine. That makes sense. But the next one,
I'm about to say, look to the left.
They're going to pan. Boom.
Shit. I learned something new today.
You know what? She followed the age-old adage. If you start something, you better finish it.
Kelsey, share your thoughts.
Okay. So, first of all, Brother X's auntie, if you're still listening, you definitely want to turn it off right now.
Yes.
I feel like to the average straight person, this may seem absurd. When I tell you, when gays go to a party, this is what is expected.
Wow.
Like, this is mild compared to some of the shit I have witnessed at parties that were honestly smaller than this. not only do I see this shit at parties, I'll see this shit in the gay club on a random night. Like when I saw these videos and I was like, oh, that's what everybody freaked out about. My first thought was, that's it. shit be going down out here in these streets. And I guess the only difference is at our parties, shit is usually not filmed. And so to whoever was filming this and decided to put this online, I'm assuming without these people's consent, that person is a trash ass human being and should probably be arrested. But to these people, I'm sorry, they just living life.
I think the point that we all trying to make is that, I mean, I'm not mad, dude. You grown, like Queen C said, like we grown. But dog, you know what? Fuck it, people gonna live. But
well, they did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, listeners, we're just gonna move on from this story. I've had enough. All right, so one other thing that was going on while we were gone is the official but unofficial holiday of 420. And all right, I'm just going to move beyond that. But this is a very interesting interview coming out of Detroit. And no, listeners, it has nothing to do with people stealing stuff or any other thing in Detroit. It has to do with a gentleman and other people enjoying the festivities on 420. Where it is legal for recreational use in Detroit, or in Michigan is the accurate term. Mr. Smith, play a clip.
I'm here on the west side of Detroit celebrating 420 Day. It is Jay.
It's a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. Smoking on the news.
Smoke it, man.
Hit it, Charlie.
Hit it, man.
Hit it, Charlie.
That holiday, 420, April 20th, celebrating everything hot. How are you celebrating it today?
Like this, you know what I'm saying? Smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? Get out.
Yeah.
Everybody on the bus!
Like many on the weed bar bus from Eastern Market to here, its first stop at the Detroit Herbal Center on Detroit's west side.
Free weed, who wants the weed?
And many happy that this year, smoking pot for recreation is legal and business is good.
Business been good.
Yeah, you making money?
What I'm saying? I can't complain.
Is it cheaper now?
Heck yeah, way cheaper. I'm saying like the gang saturated now, so like everybody can afford it.
And further on the west side, on the corner of Warren and Greenfield, the Herbalist Cannabis Company is celebrating.
420, the holiday that only matters to a lot of people in Detroit.
420, 420 all the time. It's not just today, it's mostly every day.
And with all this pot, most places are giving away free burgers or Cinnabons or sandwiches.
How was it?
Charlie, listen to me. I ain't gonna lie to you. Amazing. You gotta grab one of them Jones.
So, with the munchies satisfied, feeling good, it's back on the weed bus for another 420 celebration in the D.
Look at me, Mom. I made it.
On Detroit's west side, Charlie Langton, Fox 2 News.
Kelsey, you have any thoughts? Kelsey, I believe you were chopping at the bit to share something.
Those joints were as big as dildos, and I've seen some very large dildos.
Hey, yo.
Mrs. Smith, put the disclaimer on there twice, back to back. I believe we have another entry for moments of the year already.
Yep.
You know what to do. Just go ahead and put that in the notes.
Yeah.
Is that it? Was that your point, Kelsey?
Oh, and also that reporter, whatever he had to do to get that specific segment, kudos to him, because I know he got high as fuck. Love that for him and for all these people. Because I also live in a place where it's legal, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm. Respect. Quincy, did you have thoughts?
I know listeners can't see the video, but there's this one guy wearing this black and pink outfit, and I swear for God, he looked like a skinny big boy from Outkast. Mm. Like, he really does. And then I guess he's a pimp in the all Gucci and tan suit.
He's not a pimp. He is that janitor from the Dave Chappelle skit saying, can I holler? Tell me you don't look like it.
That's accurate. That is accurate. I give it to you. But no, I know the reporter was refusing the blunts and everything while he was on camera. I know the minute they shut them cameras off, him, the cameraman, and the fucking driver got on the bus. I know they did.
Oh, guarantee. Oh, dog. And I know they said it, but that fool, you know that fool busted. You know that shit slap.
Yes.
Mrs. Smith, then Kelsey.
So, I'm glad you said that, because we all saw it. But the homeboy at the end where he said, how was it? That nigga cocked back his head and said, listen, he didn't even open his eyes. All he said is, you gotta get you one of them Jones. I was like, hey, yo, that is hilarious.
Hit that man with the reaction to the Luther. Yes, burger ever.
But, you know, it's interesting. It's just funny that, you know, things is legalized, and it's just the way that we are unapologetically black. Yes. Like, there was no nice thing. They was like, nigga, you gonna get the realness today. And I mean, they smoking, they doing what they need to do, rolling up blunts. As Kelsey said, it's biggest dildos. But like you just said, one, I know that food was busting, because them burgers, I ain't gonna lie, them burgers already look fire regardless. But then two, the biggest thing is, as someone who has had a contact high, shout out to that club in Jamaica, because my God, I know that, like Quincy said, I know that cameraman, him, and anybody else, they was high as hell. Because if you're talking about listeners, just a small little thing, when it comes to news reports, that they splice it up for it to only be a minute and some change. But them niggas was out there all day. And if they surrounded by weed smoke all day, there's no way they did not get a contact high. So they were probably high as hell by the time that segment ended. And they were just like, so, where's our car? I don't, maybe we should go back and get some more of that weed.
Dog, like, don't let there be any, like, have to do a retake or a reshoot, because Lord knows.
Mm-mm. No, the anchor ain't going to make it. I just, rewatching it, they blew smoke right in his face. He high as hell.
He was. Nah. He done. Yeah, the way he tilted his head down, all that. Yeah. But Kelsey, you had another thought before we move on?
Oh, just related to the food again, because a nigga been dieting, so that shit looked good as fuck. Like, the munchies already be hitting, but the munchies, when you have good-ass food around, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Now, before I incriminate myself, just know that I am a foodie regardless of all the situations. Just know I have my shit down to a science. Let's just say, give me them sour gummy worms, 2 bags of sweet chili Doritos. Let me get either ginger ale or Sprite for my drink. Yeah, and then, you know what? Forget the soda. I need me a big-ass bowl of that Cinnamon Toast Lucky Charms mixed cereal with that big-ass spoon. I need a bowl like old boy from ATL had. That's what I need.
Really? Really? You got to get the... Okay, Uncle George. One bowl. You really, just what we doing?
That's what I'm talking about.
I thought he was going to say Sweet Frog, but... That works
see,
too.
See, that requires me to go out because I don't have that readily available. Like, when I need to get it all at once in one sitting so that I don't got
to. You know, you could pre-plan and already have it in the freezer. And that way, by the time you want it, it's there.
But the thing is, depending on where I am at, I may forget. Like a certain friend of ours.
Yep. Bravo. 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 And shout out to Otto Rocket. You know who you are. That face was priceless when you found that goddamn sweet frog in my freezer. That's all I'm going to say.
Top 10 most funniest moments of that weekend.
Whew.
All right. Moving on. This one's a little bit more serious, but still a crazy story to begin with. I know we are at the point now where we're trying to build generational things and get our own places, have our own houses, be able to pay our taxes on time. You know, the important things of life. But this is a horror story of someone who purchased a house and it didn't go well. Listeners, here's just a little bit of context. The title of this story has to do with squatters caused $38,000 in damages and kicked homeowner out of her own house. Let's listen to what else happened.
Imagine putting a lot of effort and money into fixing up this house and putting it on the market. Beautifully rehabbed home that is move-in ready, says the listing for the 3-bedroom home in Jacksonville, Florida. Then, great news, you get an offer. But owner Patty Peoples never expected what happened next.
Patty Peoples says she went to check on the house and was surprised to find a menacing dog on the porch with a litter of 10 puppies. Even more shocking is what she says she found inside the house. Two women, squatters, were living there.
I own the house.
Over the weeks that followed, Peoples says she and her business partner had several confrontations with the women, who claimed they had a right to be there because they had a lease.
I'm not touching you, my friend.
You are touching me.
And this lady is touching me.
We're blocking you from coming in the house.
You are. Police were called to sort through the mess.
He told me that, in fact, he couldn't do a thing, that this was a civil matter, and that I needed to go through a formal eviction process.
In fact, the homeowner was told if she stepped foot in the house, she would be the one trespassing, not the alleged squatters. It took weeks before a court ordered the local sheriff to remove all persons from the property and return possession to the rightful owners.
A notice of that they had to vacate the property in 24 hours was posted. And in that 24 hours, they disappeared into the night.
And this is what she found when she got back in the house.
Oh, my God.
Holes in the walls, rooms trashed. All she says acts of vengeance for kicking out the squatters. Peoples puts the damage at almost $38,000.
Leaving a house vacant in today's market, no matter where you live in the United States.
So, yeah, that's just a crazy story because, dog, I get it. Life is hard. People need a place to stay. But how do you have the nerve, the audacity, the nerve-dacity to be able to say that, yeah, this is your house? Ma'am, you don't even live here. You legally have no leg to stand on. And then you raising a kennel and all these other things, you doing a lot. And I know we're supposed to support black people and all these things, but when you're wrong, you're wrong, because the owner is white and the women in question are black. And it's just crazy. The fact that they had to wait for the police for a long time to do something about it is even crazier. Quincy, your thoughts?
Yeah, you asked what made them, what gave them the nerve-dacity to think that they could just take somebody's house. They're Floridians. This is what they do.
You're not wrong. Yeah, I mean, they're not getting educated thanks to that clown of a governor, but we're not going to talk about that today.
And this is Jacksonville, of all places. Outside of the stadium, that shit is ghetto.
You're not lying. You are not lying. Kelsey.
Yeah, this is... I think, like, the whole squatting thing is just so crazy because, like Miss Patty said, she couldn't do anything until the courts did something. Like, if I owned the house, yeah, I would do something. And, yeah, they wouldn't like what I did.
Dog. I know no. We're not supposed to encourage violence in any form, but Florida is a stand your ground state. You entered into my property. There's going to be more than just some furniture and some people moving. About exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth, Quincy. Don't call up John Morant. It's a parade inside my house. Yeah. Wow. Just let him know. I promise you. Dog, it's crazy.
Gonna turn into IG Unlive.
Dog.
Well,
you can bleep that if it's too much.
Okay. No. One. No. Not about to say. It's just crazy because people have a lot of nerve, especially when they're in the wrong. Like, dog, how are you mad at me because you're wrong? Dog, I'm still trying to find out, dog, why can I see up her nostrils? I'm sorry, I got completely distracted in this story. Them nostrils is big as hell. Dog, I can see what she's thinking through her nostrils.
Oh, my Lord.
She built like an oblong tangerine.
Her nostrils is where she keeps her nerve-dacity.
You're not wrong. And Shawnee, who's with her, got the BDBs to go along with it. Dog. I know Shohei and Shawty ain't got a lineup. I guarantee you. That thing gonna look like Jagged Edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll just finish off with this. Like you said, it's the nerdacity that you're going into a house that's already owned. And, all right, we'll just say, just for the sake of argument, even though they're completely in the wrong, but for the sake of argument, let's say they don't know that it's owned. They're just going in there like, oh, we're just going to squat in here and try to do something right. The minute that the owner comes up and says, do you see this document that says this is my house? You have no other legal ground to stand on. So the fact that the court system was like, oh, yeah, until we get this sorted out, you cannot go into your own house. I'm sorry, excuse me? Right. You mean the house that I put a down payment on, that I'm paying a mortgage on, that I'm trying to sell something that I've redone, a rehab home? Like, that means she put money into it. And you mean to tell me she can't go into her own home that she owns because two squatters with a pit bull and 10 puppies then came into the house with no furniture, two camping chairs, and just dirtying up the place? And then you have the audacity to rip holes in the wall and just cause a whole ruckus. Like, I felt the pain of this white woman because the fact that you put a lot of money into rehabbing it to flip the money and to make generational wealth, and these two ungrateful ass niggas, I'm gonna call it what it is. I understand we ain't trying to say that. We're trying to uplift our black people, but in this case, they some niggas. These two ungrateful ass niggas decided that when the cops came to say, you need to vacate, oh, we gonna rip holes everywhere. For what? This ain't your house. This ain't your place. You don't own it. You don't rent it. You can say you have a lease, but until you show me documentation that has been signed for and has the date, time stamp, or dated, it's your word against mine. If I have legal documentation, then get the fuck out. excuse my language. I'm trying not to curse as much in after our break, but that got me riled up.
No, I understand. Quincy, then Kelsey, and then we're going to move on.
100% agree with Mr. Smith, because you come in my house and fuck it up. I'll whoop your ass straight up. And two, as far as the couple in the home, they look like Norbert and Respucia.
Order.
Can't like, tell me they don't.
No.
That's Norbert in the black.
Go to the fucking corner.
What do you mean? Of course somewhere.
Corner. No. Corner. Kelsey, go ahead.
I'm done. I can't follow that.
I'm sorry. She has the moment so far. Well, no. Kelsey still has the moment, but she has the second moment talking about, of course, I'm wearing bottoms. Asshole.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Moving on. From one other ridiculous thing to another, out in Kentucky, dog, I know labor cheap and not worthwhile situation happened, but Mr. Smith, you want to take this next story?
Yeah, so the title of it is Kentucky McDonald's has 10-year-olds working the deep fryer and cash register.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
Say what?
Yeah, so a Kentucky McDonald's is in hot water after two 10-year-olds were found working in the restaurant. A federal labor investigation determined the children were performing the same job duties as legal age employees. Both youngsters were preparing meals in the kitchen and distributing them through the drive-thru window. They also worked the cash register, and at least one of them was allowed to operate the deep fryer, a potentially dangerous factor that is prohibited for anyone under age 16. Yeah, I definitely worked that deep fryer when I was 15, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Mm. Even more troubling, the 10-year-olds were unpaid and required to work up to 2 a.m. Sadly, they were not alone. The investigation found over 300 children working at 62 McDonald's locations across Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland, and Ohio were employed under similar conditions. The locations in question operated under three franchises: Archway Richwood LLC, Bauer Food LLC, and Bell Restaurant Group LLC. However, the bulk of the restaurants were located in Kentucky. Bauer Food LLC claims the two 10-year-olds were the children of a night manager who were only supposed to be visiting their parent on the job. The company claims they were not aware the kids were working and did not approve of such actions. I'm going to skip the rest of the article because that's all we need to really talk about here. And I'm going to get my 2 points off. I'm going to let y'all have it. Number one, why the hell the 10-year-old operating a deep fryer? Because I'm sorry, even though these kids are smarter these days, one wrong move and that finger is gone. Number two, if you are a customer, and you know, let's just say from the 420 video, I got the munchies. Let me get a Big Mac, a large fry, and an Oreo McFlurry, because the Oreo McFlurry is the go. M&M's, they don't do that shit.
That's how if you, the ice cream machine is working.
This is true. Agreed. How would you feel if you're going up to the first window after you order it, getting ready to hand your card, and a 10-year-old says,
"That'll be $10.26."
It's like, wait, hold on. Where's the bass in your voice? Why are you at this window? What's going on? Then you're like, you know what? I'm tripping. Let me chill out. And then the second window is another 10-year-old that's like,
"So you got the Big Mac, the large fry, and the Oreo McFlurry. Here you go."
That would fuck me up. That's not cool.
The high is gone. It's over immediately. Like it's like that baby in the Dave Chappelle skit where it's like, nigga, what you doing on the corner? Nigga, I'm selling crack.
Oh shit. Oh my God. But the last thing I'll say is, like I said, I worked at McDonald's before and I couldn't work there until I was 15 and 9 months, I think is what it was. I was just outside of 16. I know that much. But I know I could work the deep fryer then, but I mean, I had just hit the limit. But for 10-year-olds, nah, fam. I wouldn't have them be anywhere near that kitchen, that deep fryer. I wouldn't have them in there. If they are there to visit the night manager, then sit they ass in that back room. Here's your tablet. Here's your Game Boy. Don't move until I'm done. That's all I'm saying.
Basically, that really all what it comes down to. Chrissy.
I just got one thing to say in my best cultured scientist voice. Child labor laws. Child labor laws. They're in place for a reason.
Dog. Like, I understand you trying to get away with not paying people, but this is ridiculous because we already unfortunately have this happening in a lot of factories in other countries and happening here in America. It's like, dog, if you would just pay people their worth, you wouldn't have to do this. People who say, oh, no one ever wants to work anymore. Dog. No one wants to be underpaid, undersupported, and overtaxed. Like, dog, if you're talking about, yeah, they get paid minimum wage. Dog, they're not even seeing, they're seeing maybe half of what you just said. Like, if they get paid $10 an hour, whatever the case would be, they're seeing maybe $5 of that. Maybe. But that's just ridiculous. Kelsey?
I always love when the company is like, oh my God, we had no idea that this was going on. I'm like, first of all, McDonald's, if you're broke, just say that. Exactly. I mean, you should probably shut down anyway since nobody knows what kind of food y'all actually selling, but that's neither here nor there. And also, why does this rock intentionally look like a giant dry-ass nugget, or like what's going on there?
They picked it up from the extras from the Flintstone movie.
Got it.
Yes. But it's just crazy, man. But you know what else is crazy? When someone throws a birthday party for you and you end up fighting them at said birthday party. So Lord knows, Queasy, get your person. He from your state.
I don't claim him.
I'm about to say Christopher Brown. From the state of Virginia. Apparently, while we were gone, got into a fight with Usher at a birthday party for Chris Brown, thrown by Usher. Team Z, of course, had the footage of where they basically got into an altercation because apparently Chris Brown wanted to have words with Teyana Taylor, who's at said party. I don't know. Mr. Smith, is it work? If the audio worked playing? I don't think so. But needless to say, they got into a kerfuffle or a scuffle. And Usher's perfectly shaped waves got smudged up just a little bit. Nose got bruised. He got caught up, as some would say. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy because there's reports that are saying that it didn't happen. There's reports saying that it wasn't as big of a thing. But the crazy part is Chris Brown performed for it, because correct me if I'm wrong, Lovers and Friends is Usher's concert, correct? Yeah, Chris Brown literally performed. It's not? Who does it belong to then?
No, it's just a general, because Usher's thing is just his residency. He doesn't own Lovers and Friends.
I gotcha. So basically, he performed something that had to do with him performing with Usher like a couple days later at Lovers and Friends. Christopher, you know. Anything that you do is going to get you caught up. Like, legitly, you literally just got a hot water after you made comments about Robert Glasper and getting that Grammy over you. Like, dog, chill out. Nobody's listening to your 60-song album anymore. You need to lower your expectations. You need to lower your tone before Usher come around and A-Town stomp you. But that's just my personal opinion. Kelsey?
I can't say that I'm, well, obviously, like the rest of us, I can't say that I'm surprised with Christopher's behavior. He's shown a pattern of being unwell. We'll say that.
Good choice of words.
Yeah, and I just, you know, he's just suffering from that Ja Morant level of stupidity or whatever.
Dumbassery, yes.
Yes. And I mean, to Usher, you know, fighting would not be the F word I'd be doing with Usher.
Mrs. Smith,
you're gonna have to fight Teacher Bay for him.
And I will.
Mrs. Smith, you have thoughts?
Teacher Bay, I'm going to sit on the side on this one because I got no dog in this fight. So originally, like, people were wondering, like, okay, Chris Brown's yelling at Teyana Taylor, and it's like, for what? Like, nigga, she is happily, I can't remember if she's married or just in a really committed relationship with Iman Shumpert. So, like, what are you yelling for? Are you trying to holler at her? Like, what's going on? Now, again, this is rumored. I cannot confirm this, but basically, and before I say the listeners, I already know, TMZ said that he basically was still upset that he was supposed to do a Michael Jackson tribute for the AMAs, and Teyana Taylor was, I think, over the production of that, and he got scrapped, like, right before the show happened, so he didn't do his tribute. And to that, if that is true, make sure, allegedly, if it's true, nigga, that was 6 months ago. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, I hold grudges for, like, the best of them, but my nigga, you are Michael Jackson dancing machine. Like, take you down, body rolling on a goddamn, like, no. Just, it's your birthday. Why are you worried about this? And if anything else, even if that was the case, nigga, it's Usher. You don't touch Usher. The same way you don't touch Whitney Houston. The same way you don't touch Michael Jackson. The same way you don't touch Janet Jackson. You don't touch Usher. Because Usher is loved by everybody. Again, as I stated before, his residency lets you know he is still that nigga. Even from 1995, he is still that nigga. So why are you going to put hands on Usher? Why? What's the point? Why?
I don't know. I mean, we know why Kelsey would put hands on Usher, but we're not talking about that right now. Queen, so you had thoughts?
yeah. One, did he not watch the Boondocks episode when Tom slapped Usher at Usher's bodyguards? Okay. Never mind. Anyway, number two, because you're talking about, I got to claim Chris Brown because he's from my state. Listen, outside of Chris Brown, the only thing that came out of Tappahannock, Virginia, or comes from it is bugs. That's it. And three, Chris, when we said we wanted you to versus Usher, this was not the versus we meant.
Oh, my God.
Bravo. Bravo. I saw the windup. I saw you doing the Floyd Mayweather shucking jive, and then that right hook came. Ooh. Beautiful. That was a good one.
I'm about to say that's quality material right there. You got some points up on the board. You were a solid contributor, unlike Jordan Poole. But we're not talking about that right now. You actually a factor in this podcast right now, unlike Jordan Poole. But you know, I'm over it. Kelsey, did you have any other thoughts before we moved on?
Yeah, I was gonna say, to Mr. Smith's point, I believe everyone loves Usher except for that one girl that he gave herpes to, allegedly. Allegedly.
He definitely burned.
Let it burn. Let it burn.
And she did.
Allegedly. Teacher Bay, I am fighting for you, okay? This is your celebrity husband. So I'm saying he doesn't have it. So when you listen to this, understand your man tried to fight for you, okay?
But we hopefully they squash it and they figure it out, whatever the case may be, because after seeing Usher at Dreamville Fest, I get it. I understand. That boy still got it. I just don't need him to do his Usher moves up on Ari Lennox because I promise you, Jesus and all 12 of his disciples ain't going to stop me. Like, you want to talk about, hey, you want to talk about a real dream? All right, moving on to our last story of this episode. Listeners, Mr. Smith, if you can put this in and post if you can find it. We had a discussion back in around almost a year ago, where we discussed whether or not a certain artist had better knees than a certain politician named Nancy Pelosi. But listeners, you know, he couldn't leave well enough alone. So Genuine, we coming for you right now to have this intervention. Listeners, if you have not seen it on social media, Genuine undecided during the performance again during Lovers and Friends Festival, He decided to jump from one part of the stage to another, unsuccessfully, of course. And it was further proven that this man ain't got no knees. He just straight leg. Yeah, he comes from the Derrick Rose school of hops.
Nah, I can't let you do Derrick Rose like that. Give him Greg Oden.
Yes.
Give him Greg Oden. No. I can't let you do Derrick Rose like that.
Hey, they both got something in common. They ain't got no ACLs.
Fair facts.
But needless to say, he decided to jump off the stage because he thought he was young. Wearing that all-white suit. Dog, I don't know what he thought was doing. Got that little baby Jerry Curl Superman from the 70s comics for DC. What were you thinking? Dog, you are not that young. And then you're going to try to grab onto Action Bronson lookalike? Come on, man. Y'all got any thoughts? Mr. Smith.
Yeah, so the first thing I'll say is Elgin Baylor Lumpkin, also known as Genuine. My nigga, you are 52. I'm going to say it again. You are 52.
Damn! I'm sorry.
Bravo. We y'all coming with the heat. There's not that much Russell. That's you know.
Thank you. I be trying, man. Unlike Jordan Poole.
You over it? You got it out your system? No?
I'm over it.
Okay. But so you're 52 years old. Now, me, listeners, even though Brother X would always get on me because I'm allegedly old, I'm 35.
Damn.
Shut up. Anytime that I'm jumping like that, the next day my ankle gonna be like, sir, you are not 21. What are you doing? So nigga, you 52. Why are you doing this? Like your ACL is your PCL, all that could be gone. It was bad enough that you tried to do the little, like, the little, I forget what it was, the I Dream of Genie leg drag, and you, like, shimmy.
Oh, that's the same OG dance.
Okay. Yeah. It's bad enough you were doing that and you look stiff as hell, but then you're going to one-up it and you're going to jump straight leg like you pencil diving at Rick's Cafe in Jamaica. No. No, sir. Not in that all white. You are too old. You are too old. If you don't come out like Smokey Robinson, drop the jacket, do a little shimmy, hit your song, and then leave. Smokey don't do that. Why are you doing that? And then to this Action Bronson lookalike, you did the right thing. Because I'm sorry, you're not taking me down with you. You're
oh,
not.
Oh, no. Terrible.
I guess he thought he was crisscross and tried to jump, and ended up Alicia Keys falling.
So you Nikola Jokic today? You just pulling up and just dropping it?
Oh yeah, I'm about to say everything going in, man.
I'm just saying, but honestly, if he's 52 and your joints wear out faster, them knees is 108.
Dog, guaranteed. If you look at the dashboard of Genuine after that jump, I guarantee 10 lights just pop up on the dash. The brake pads, the alignment, three flat tires.
Yep.
Just everything.
Low windshield washer fluid, all that shit.
Oh, yeah, nah. Dog, his whole body just like, nigga, you thought you could do this. But, I don't know, man. Genuine is interesting, man. Like, I love the resurgence of all of our favorite artists of our time frame, but be in tune with your star player. Sir, you are not Usher at the residency, man. You ain't got it like that. Usher still got needs. You do not. Just like he has a current hit, and you do not. Like, sir, just stop. Before we literally see you performing in the wheelchair, saying so anxious to go back to the doctor because your shit is broken. Kelsey, you have thoughts?
At the risk of sounding like an ageist, but you know, speaking of people that are too old to be doing some of the shit they're doing, don't let Harrison Ford outperform you, sir. He out here still making fucking Indiana Jones, knowing good and damn well we are not believing any of that CGI, but you know, it's fine. Maybe you should get some CGI for your little live concerts.
I know, ain't no way on God's green earth he is. Ain't no way that shit is believable, dog. We ain't talking about the Fast and Furious movies right now, but you want to talk about unbelievable shit? Come on, man, do better, Genuine. Dog, just stay on stage. Just stay. Just stop jumping, Kelsey.
And yes, Queen C, you are 100% correct. I am thinking way too loudly about Usher's knees and all the things that knees that well can do for me. My knees work too, Usher.
Oh my God. What is happening?
We need the disclaimer three times at this point.
I'm about to say, it's literally just going to be its own episode. Listeners, if you don't already know, this is why we're recording late. This is why we don't record late, because there has been no filter. Like, it even for being off for a while, this shit is not even in the pocket no more. It is off the stage like Genuine. But our transparent moment of this week is going to be just enjoy life, take breaks as you need it, take your mental health days, love all your peoples. Don't go on IG Live. If you go to festivals, stay off of social media. Stay out of people's houses. And yeah, just be able to bob and weave so you don't end up like certain people. But with that being said, guys, we're going to go ahead and close out this episode. You can always hit us up on our social media at the TNTPod123 on Twitter, Truth and Transparency Pod on Instagram, Truth and Transparency Pod on TikTok, the Truth and Transparency Podcast on Facebook, the Truth and Transparency Podcast on YouTube. And you can always email your thoughts, opinions, and concerns for our well-being, because we ain't got no couth, at truthandtransparencypod123@gmail.com. For myself, for the Coach of Scientist, for Mrs. Smith, for our guests, Kelsey and Queen C, for all of our fans and supporters, if this podcast gets no bigger than what it is right now, we are forever grateful. They are forever grateful. And with that being said, guys, we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
So that's what y'all be doing at Mocha Fest?
Help, hey. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Hey, you better get that wrapper off that sandwich. You know, man.